Welcome to Military History Podcast. My name is George Hageman, and you are listening to episode number 19, The Battle of Pharsalus. Military History Podcast is sponsored by Armchair General Magazine, an interactive magazine that lets you play the commander in various battles, and their website is armchairgeneral.com. Also, I'd like to thank them for featuring me in their December Web Ops feature. To learn more about my podcast, visit www.militaryhistorypodcast.blogspot.com or email me at militaryhistorypodcast@gmail.com. From reader mail, it seems like people like the format which I used in the Battle of Calderan episode, so I'll try and use it again. This episode, the Battle of Pharsalus in 48 BC, witnesses the final decisive battle between Caesar and Pompey the Great. And this episode is based off of a suggestion from Brad Bell. In 60 BC, Pompey, Caesar, and Crassus all joined to form the first triumvirate. They were all generals, and they all joined because they each hated the Senate for a certain reason. Pompey, who is known as Rome's greatest general, was victorious in Asia Minor and returned to Rome, requesting for his conquered land to be redistributed to his troops as a reward. This was traditionally done in the Roman Empire. However, the Senate refused Pompey's request, so naturally, Pompey got angry. As for Crassus, who was known as Rome's richest man, he tried to start tax reforms in the East, but was refused by the Senate. And lastly, Caesar, who hadn't really done anything great as of yet, but was thought to be bound for glory, when Caesar became consul, instead of being given command of a glorious army on some famous battlefront, he was instead given command of a province which was basically just forests and roads. So his job was to clear out bandits, but not fight major wars. And Caesar didn't like that, and so he also got angry. The generals completely ignoring the Senate and holding Rome at their mercy was not something completely unknown for this time. In fact, the last century before them saw nothing but military dictators, namely Marius and Sulla. Eventually, Crassus and Julia died, Julia being the wife of Pompey and the daughter of Caesar, and basically the one that binded the contract. Once Crassus and Julia died, the first triumvirate split up, and Pompey and Caesar began to become rivals. Pompey shifted towards the Optimares faction, while Caesar lied in the Populares faction. The difference between the two being that the Optimares relied on nobles and the wealth of Rome, while the Populares relied on the masses and the numbers in Rome. Caesar also got angry when the Senate asked Pompey and Caesar to contribute one legion to the Roman forces in Syria. However, Pompey contributed a legion that he officially owned, but that he had loaned to Caesar, so therefore, Caesar was stripped of one too many legions. Eventually, in 49 BC, Pompey and the Senate issued a recall to Caesar, telling him to return to his civilian life, and they did this because they were afraid of Caesar's rising power. This angered Caesar, and he decided to march across the Rubicon River, which was the northern border of Rome. Upon doing this, he proclaimed Alea Iacta Est, which means the die is cast, meaning that he knew that he would set about a catastrophic chain of events. Once Caesar was in Italy, the people flocked to him since he was very popular among the masses, and he easily took control of Rome itself. Pompey fled to Greece, specifically Pharsalus, where he built up his army, whereas Caesar traveled to Spain to fight the majority of Pompey's army. Upon doing this, he said, "I am going to fight an army without a leader, so that I can fight a leader without an army." Caesar easily defeated Pompey's forces in Spain, and then sailed to Greece to meet Pompey at what would be the Battle of Pharsalus. Caesar, however, had trouble getting all his troops to Greece, since Pompey controlled most of the Roman navy.